Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus. With customizable tools and charts you can access across all your devices. Try our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/trader plus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
Oh, welcome back. It's Tobin and Leroy here with you. Leroy's gone off to hobnob with Jay Crawford. Just kidding. Enjoy that.
No, you're not.
I am not. I'm not. Let us get to our headlines this hour, ladies and gents, which are brought to you by Doral Kia. You always pay less with your pricito at Doral Kia. Visit us at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com. The Atlanta Hawks, this was dropped yesterday by Sham Sharania, and that the Atlanta Hawks are basically trying to find a trade for Trae Young. The Trae Young era is coming to an end in Atlanta. Their record with him is a lot better than when he plays. And it seems after no even entertaining of extension talks that Ice Trae is going to be moving on. There's a lot of Wizards fodder that's out there right now that apparently, but they would have to take, I think they're saying the Hawks would have to trade a pick with Trae Young. And then they, I think it was like around CJ McCollum's contract or something like that. Which, I mean, Trae Young, because the Kings apparently reportedly don't want him. There was some Kings fodder that was out there around him. But I got, this is the thing that I found interesting. I don't want, be clear about this.
You sound very conflicted.
I'm not conflicted because I,
you don't want Trae Young.
In a vacuum, I don't want Trae Young. In a vacuum, I don't want Trae Young. You know, even though Trae 05 would be a cool, we could make shirts. We could make so many.
Let's be honest, you've thought about this before.
Michael McCullough. Yeah, I have entertained it before. Yeah. That was before we got Norman Powell.
Okay.
I have entertained it before.
So you want Leroy, your partner, who hates garden gnomes.
Yes. He's going to crush him.
So you want Trae Young to be part of Miami Heat.
Well, this is what I found was interesting, Vlad. I really don't. On its face. But the Miami Heat are about to head towards their own situation that's feeling very Trae Young-ish with the Tyler Hero thing. Tyler Hero is going to be up for – Tyler Hero has not played. He might play tonight. Who knows? But this non-defensive scoring guard, there's very few of them who are, like, having that value around the league. Like, probably Jalen Brunson and Luka are like the only two, and because they're all world scorers.
And Donovan Mitchell.
Yeah, and Donovan Mitchell. And Donovan, I'll put him in there too. But he's not even the worst on his own team.
No, but you know, just scoring non-defensive players.
At least Donovan Mitchell's got wingspan. I mean,
right. If you're gonna give up 25, at least score 29.
Right. So this whole thing with the Heat and Tyler Hero is going to reach at some point a decision, right? Mm-hmm. Because not only are they not going to give him an extension, well, now Tyler Hero hasn't played and he's owed $30 million next year. I don't even know what you get for him. I don't know what anybody – I don't think anybody's going to give you stuff for Tyler Hero right now. right now it feels like Tyler Hero would just be filler in a star trade. Which, by the way, the Heat have another thing that's a little bit weird, because tomorrow they got to decide whether or not they're going to keep Terry Rozier's contract on the books or waive it. And if they waive it, they can go sign another player on the minimum because it saves them like $2 million.
Are they still waiting for a decision from the league?
What do you think, Vlad? You think Adam Silver's made a decision? Big, decisive Adam Silver? Has he made a decision? No, of course not. I want to get down that road with Adam Silver. Yeah. That fence sitter. But I was intrigued by the idea that the Hawks would have to add a pick to Trae Young. And now I'm thinking to myself, well, wait a minute. Would I salary absorb a year and a half of Trae Young to get an asset? Big, fat asset? Trae Young? Would I take on a pick? Because I'm probably not getting a pick trading Tyler Hero. Probably not. But if I can get a pick, take on Trae Young, I already got, all it takes is Tyler Hero and Simone Fontecchio. I mean, now you would be facing Tyler Hero a lot. There's a chance Tyler Hero blows up, he revenge threes you all the time. I don't know. Would that scare you? Now I'm leaning no. I'm leaning no. I just want everybody clear. I'm leaning no. But when I saw, would it, if I could get a pick for taking in Trae Young, you know, he's still got something in the tank, right? Not a complete bum.
All
right. He's got to have something. Throws lobs to Kalel.
I think you're the only curious one.
You're really trying to convince yourself into liking this trade.
Well, I got to take, I need a little sweetener. If they're giving me Trae Young with a little sweetener, if they're giving me an asset with Trae Young, would I take that on?
But, all right, say they
not
give you
him straight up. I'm not taking him straight
draft
up.
Draft pick. A draft pick and Trae Young.
Yes.
But are you expecting this draft pick to be in the...
I'm not expecting, like, the Pelicans pick that they're going to get. Like, that, because they're going to have the Pelicans. But if I got their other draft pick this year, and then all of a sudden maybe Giannis comes a-calling.
All right, you see, so this, all of this is to try to get Giannis.
Well, it's not all of you. I just want to...
I'm just saying...
Bump it up a little bit.
We went through this journey just for this trade.
A whole journey,
by the way. Just to end up getting it, being about Giannis.
I'm not saying it's about Giannis. It's just about, it could be Giannis. It could be Donovan Mitchell down the road. It could be, you probably wouldn't do that, but it could be just have it. Maybe you have one down the road. What if it's like a 2030 pick and we have it for Ant-Man down the road?
It's 2026, Tobin, so you know what? It's a new year, new whale hunting. But you are whale hunting. You've been whale hunting before the year turned.
I've been reinvigorated.
You've
by
been very reinvigorated.
I've been reinvigorated.
But Lamar, like that week of Lamar, Anthony Edwards, like that week really like reinvigorated you to the point where it seems to me you just want a name. Doesn't matter. Once you get the name, we'll fill out the pieces afterwards.
He is a name, but I'm also getting stuff with him. Like I think the Heat. Here's the thing: the Heat have not been moving very ballsy lately, right? Like, they don't live in the world where they're given the Godfather offer. First of all, they don't, you know, they're being hamstrung by this fence sitter, Adam Silver. So I'm trying to find solutions. And if the Hawks are genuinely in a spot where they want to get something for Trae Young, first of all, Tyler Hero is a lot better than CJ McCollum. The Heat, let's be real about it. There's no future here with Tyler Hero, most likely, unless the Heat.
Wow, you just giving up on Boy Wonder.
Well, here's the thing. I'm not giving up on him. He doesn't play basketball. And they're not going to give us – the only way Tyler Hero gets an extension, Vlad, is if the Miami Heat go into the playoffs and he goes out and balls out to help them win a series. If we're going to do another gentleman sweep in the first round or Lords of Playinville, he is not going to get an extension. It's not going to happen. And
he can't stay healthy.
He can't stay healthy.
Neither can Trae Young.
That's true, but I'm getting a pick. I'm getting a pick. Give me some more maneuverability. I don't have to decide the Tyler Hero thing
anymore.
So
wait a minute. So you went from having a bad guard and a bad defensive guard in Tyler Hero for even worse defensive guard in Trae Young. And at least Tyler got 4 inches, 4 inches on him.
He does. And he's obviously he's a better shooter than Trae. Trae hasn't been as good a shooter for the last couple of years, honestly. Now he's a better
Trae's a better playmaker. Right. And we'll get everybody the ball in the offense while he gets his points. I'll give you that. But he is a liability defensively. the team's already given up a lot of points as is.
You would be in a, you would be small because if you were going to play him with Davion, you have 2 6-footers
in the
backcourt.
Oh my God, you have 2 guarding gnomes.
Then you have Norm,
who's not that, he's like a 6'3", 6'4", shooting.
Who's not? He's no
small forward.
He's no defensive stalwart himself.
My God, you be you you poor Bam and Khalil will be having to cover everybody's defensive laps.
That's true. It's not a great basketball fit. But
and what are you going to do with Wiggy?
It's a good question. We would also have to probably trade him to the Lakers for a pick.
Wait a minute. So you're going to trade all your... No, wait a minute. No, you know what? I'll let you cook.
What are you talking about?
Listen, the listeners and the YouTubers and the Twitchers, they're upset with you.
Why?
They didn't want you, they didn't want you to go down this lane. But you know what? This is a new year. This is new me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You're trying to hear him out?
I'm going
to
let you cook. I'm going to let you hear it out so that you say what you have to say, and then we talk about it reasonably and you know.
Right.
Smartly, we talk about it and understand that what you're asking for makes absolutely no sense.
You don't think it's possible that they could get a pick with Trae Young?
Getting the pick for Trae Young is great. Mm-hmm. What will that pick be?
I don't know. People don't care.
What do you mean?
GMs just want to hear that they're going to get a pick. They're idiots.
So you're telling that Pat Riley just wants to hear that he's getting a pick back?
Yeah. No, no. I think when the Heat go and say, hey, we're going to trade for Ant, or we're going to trade for Giannis, or whoever. They're like, hey, we got 5 first-round picks to give you. They're like, all? You don't say, where are those picks? Nobody asks where those Mikal Bridges picks are. You don't know. They don't know. They were all over the place. All you heard was, I got 5 first-round picks for Mikal Bridges. What have they done with those picks? Nothing. They drafted like 9
guards. They drafted like 20 guards.
Yeah. It doesn't matter. It just sounds good. If you're Sean Marks, you're like, guess what I got for Mikal Bridges? 5 first-round picks. So that's what the Heat need to do.
But
if the Heat have a solution, if they're not going to get something for Tyler Hero, which they're not, now you have a situation where, yeah, you're going to have to take on Trae Young, maybe for an extra year, maybe not. I don't know. Maybe he doesn't like it here. Maybe because he could opt out. He could go on the market. But you take on a pick. You got to do the Lowry where you're the fat cat. You take it on just like the Hornets did, where they fleeced us and didn't tell us that there was a gambling investigation, you fence-sitter Adam Silver.
So you're going to do all of this and get that one extra draft pick that is thrown into this deal.
Yeah.
So that you could take that to flip it to try to get Giannis?
Perhaps.
Don't you think that would be removing a lot of the pieces on this team that makes it
because Tyler Hero
attractive?
Doesn't play for this team. See, that's the thing. The only thing that makes it unattractive is nobody likes playing with Trae Young. That's unattractive.
So
that's what the pick's for.
So it's Trae Young and a first round pick for Tyler Hero. That's it. And Simone.
That would make the money work. Now we're talking. Hey, but I gotta get a pick. I don't want to do it straight up. I think Tyler Hero is a better player than Trae Young right now. Okay, but I am nervous about the money. Hey, listen, Norman Powell wants a lot of money. I'm a little nervous about that. You see this Norman Powell? Oh, is he rubbing it in Tyler Hero's face, too?
But you see, now you're starting beef.
He is
Why you
rubbing
beef?
It in Tyler Hero's face, dude. He is rubbing it in his face.
Now you're starting beef among teammates.
I'm not starting Always. Beef. I'm not starting beef. I know they've joked about it. Like, oh, are we feuding? But, Vlad, is this a thing or not a thing when Norman Powell is like, I'm tough. I can make it through. And then Spo is like, hey, you should take second night of back-to-back off. And he goes, no, Spo, just trust me. I can play.
Well, that's what that's Heat culture. They want to hear that.
Of course. And when you're trying to impress Heat culture.
When you're the new guy, you're going to do everything. Come on.
And so, like, you're like, hey, see old in his uniform but not playing, Spo? Not this guy.
I can't believe.
Not old Norman Powell.
I can't believe what you've done. Like,
what?
You turned your back on Tyler.
I'm not turning my back. He turned his back on me.
Who gave him the nickname Boy Wonder?
I think he had that coming into college.
Was it?
Yeah, I didn't invent that.
I don't know, but you
I did sing a great song for him.
You shouted that nickname out like that was his name.
I like Tyler Hero. This is nothing against Tyler Hero. He's a perfectly fine player and a very nice gentleman and a hard worker. He just doesn't stay healthy, and I'm not in favor of paying him a gazillion dollars.
But you want to trade him for another guy that doesn't stay healthy, and that's even shorter than him.
Yes, but in the short term, and I'm getting a pick.
But that's if you get the pick.
They're both very short term, but one is very, very short term.
I'm just saying, yeah. One is quite literally short term.
I'm just adding on some assets there, Vlad. I'm trying to think outside the box here. I'm trying to.
Oh, you've always thought outside
the
box.
I'm trying to up the war. I'm like, if the Wizards are going to get a pick, why don't we do that? If you're going to get a pick, now we're talking business, baby. I don't like him as a player that much. Nah, I'm sure you could find some fun places. It'd be nice to have somebody else besides Pella Larsen. Somebody besides Pella Larsen to throw Khalil Ware lobs. It would be nice. And I get a pick? Now, if there's no pick, there's no talk.
So this is all about the pick.
Oh, it's all about the pick. If I can't get a pick, then I just click, don't want it. Not interested. Not interested.
Now, you do understand that his peoples and the Hawks are working alongside to make sure that he gets the trade at, to the destination he wants
yes.
to go to.
Yes, but be real about it. If you were him, would you want to go to the Wizards or the Heat? Not even a question. Come on. Now, the Wizards may
see,
be more
I love how that's your theory for everything. That's your theory for everything.
Everyone wants to come to Miami.
You know, Minnesota, remember when I said, did you do the rejoin? Right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we're about to hear it in a couple of sec when we go to break, all right?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to hear it after, like 16 seconds after the break. The description about today's game and how she said, cold blustery in Minnesota, Minneapolis. And that's what I thought about you, because who wants to be in Minnesota? Would you rather be in Miami than Minnesota? Yes, absolutely. But some people like where they are. Some people like playing where they're at.
Kerwin says, you don't extend Trae Young if you trade for him? Absolutely not. No, this is about the pick.
So, wait, you think Trae Young wants to get traded and not get an extension?
I don't know what he wants. I don't care what he wants. I'm trying to get him out of Atlanta. He doesn't want to be in Atlanta. Fick,
you see, this, you see, and I let him cook. See, Leroy would not have let him cook. Leroy would have shut down the grill on you, told you, get away. Get away. I allow you to cook.
He's taking the
grill master
taking the spatula
away. He's taking everything away from me. I let you cook and look what you've done. It's a scientific. It's a scientific experiment.
I think it's a good idea.
The food is burnt. Everything's all broiled. Everything's nasty. See,
if I can get an asset, essentially for Tyler Hero. Now, maybe you can fill Tyler Hero in a trade. I don't know, but they got to make a choice. Dude, he's played 6 games this year.
That's bad.
6 games. He's been out with a toe bruise. Bam had a toe sprain.
Neither are playing good.
No, Bam isn't playing great offensively. He is not. He is in a funk. He looks like he's moving like he's 40 years old. I get it. That's not great. But he's out there every damn day.
Exactly.
He's not sitting here playing costume party on the bench.
Now you're knocking the guy in his fit. Look at you, man.
Don't even wear the uniform. He's not playing. Who does that? They had enough players.
Maybe you just wanted he.
We can't acknowledge that's weird, Vlad. Is that not weird? If he does that again tonight, where he dresses up for the game and he doesn't play, when they have enough players, you're not going to say that's weird?
No, because since this segment's all about letting you cook, he's just pulling a Russell Wilson.
Oh, no, poor Russell Wilson.
He's just pulling a Russell Wilson.
So wait, what happened with Russell Wilson? He, like, hit an injury? Did you see that?
Did he hide an injury?
Apparently he hit an injury.
From who? The Giants?
From the Giants.
Wait, before the season started?
I think this last week. I think he hit it. I'll get some more details on it. But look, I'm just saying.
I mean, it sounds like Tyler hiding, you know, with the injury, with the extra bone in his foot.
Oh, yeah, it's nothing. Don't worry about it.
Ricardo says, Trae won't do nothing for us, and a draft pick is going to be a bust. What is the matter with you?
What is the matter with you?
What is the matter with me? You don't know that pick's going to be a bust. Adam Simon's been cooking. He's had like one oopsie daisy, and that was a big one. It was Maxi for Precious Achiuwa. But the other ones, he's done great. No one's gonna bat 1,000. Look at the Warriors. They stink at drafting. Steph Curry's a gazillion years ago. And Draymond. Those were good picks. Been a while though.
And Clay.
Long time ago. That crybaby's not even there anymore. What is what's their new guy? They have Dunleavy, right? What has he done? Except give Jimmy Butler $1 gazillion. Kuminga. They can't even decide what they want to do with Kuminga.
But yet, you still want the Heat to trade for Trae Young.
I want to trade for a first-round pick. If I get a first-round pick, whoever's on touch with that, you know.
Let me ask you this. Do you think there are other teams in the league that look at Tyler Hero as an asset for you to trade for a first-round pick for?
No, absolutely not.
So...
That's why. Otherwise, I would just trade Tyler Hero for a first round pick. This is I'm taking on Trae Young's money.
And hopefully, he opts out in the summer.
What?
What?
Wait.
You
what?
Know why I say clip that so we can hear it later.
Why? Take a break. Back after this.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus, the next generation of advanced trading from Fidelity. Customize your tools and charts and access them seamlessly across desktop, web, and mobile. For faster trades anywhere you go, try the all-new Fidelity Trader Plus. Learn more about our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/traderplus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Got a great giveaway coming up for you. Real American Freestyle. Real American Freestyle is coming to Amerant Bank Arena this Saturday. You have former UFC interim welterweight champion Colby Covington against former UFC middleweight champion Luke Rockhold. They are going to take part in some freestyle wrestling. Real wrestling, not pro wrestling. Two former champs stepping onto the mat to take on each other in a little grappling match. Word is on this American Freestyle. This is a lot of the fighters are loving this because they're allowed to do grappling matches even if they're under UFC contract, Vlad. And yesterday there was a little stare down
between
Johnny Bones Jones and Daniel Cormier.
Again?
And they may be doing it in the on the wrestling mat.
I don't think JBJ wants to go against Daniel in that.
They may be doing that. But if you guys want to go, this is Saturday at Amerant Bank Arena. We have a four-pack of tickets to give away all week. Yoel Romero is on the card, taking on Bo Nickel. Mansourukian, who trains down here. He is a lot of people think he should be fighting for the lightweight title, but he angered Dana White, so now he's not getting a title shot. He's on the blacklist. He's like, there was something that happened. He hurt his back, and he couldn't fight last minute, and he's out. Like, he's just on the outs. Sometimes you're on the outs in the UFC, dude. It happens. So, anyway, if you guys want to go, we'll give that four-pack away before the end of the show. Oh, hello, Leroy.
Hello.
Leroy?
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
What did he do?
Leroy?
Leroy.
So while you did
wait a minute. So
what didn't he
I leave for 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And he already
Leroy
tried to get one by on y'all?
No. I let him cook. It's a new year.
No, so I let him cook.
And he burnt the kitchen.
I kind of just instantly.
Yeah, you know, J Fick didn't. No, I let him. You know why? It's a new year, Leroy. So I want to be different. Huh? So I'm going to let people want to express themselves. I'm going to let them express themselves.
Yeah,
so he wanted So we talked about the Miami Heat. That's his team, right?
Okay, who does he want?
Oh, wait, hold on. No, I think you should go ahead and start first with what the Atlanta Hawks are doing.
No. Okay.
Start with that first.
So there's a rumor going on, Leroy.
Mm-hmm.
Trae Young wants to be traded.
Yeah.
The Miami Heat's one of the teams that's rumored to be involved or interested in trading for Trae Young.
More like the Wizards, yeah. By the way.
Okay. Right?
He goes and says, I wouldn't want Trae Young. You know. But if the Hawks are willing to trade Trae Young and a first-round pick,
2030,
I'm all for it. And I'm like, why? He's like, well, Tyler has only played 6 games, and, you know, we're reaching a point right now where his contract is about to, you know, he needs to make a decision on his contract. The Heat need to make a decision on his contract. He hasn't played. He's pretty much done with Boy Wonder. So I'm like, so let me act like Leroy right now. So you're willing to trade a one bad defensive player for even a worse defensive player who's shorter than him? He's like, but I got a first round pick.
Exactly, dude.
And this all leads to the bigger picture.
So
by the way.
Wait.
And by the way,
my question is, and here's where I would argue the hell out of him, and I'm gonna just pick up. So, there's one or two people you got to give an extension to.
Yeah.
Tyler Hero or the Garden Gnome.
Well, I don't have to give him an extension.
Why not?
Because I don't want him. I'm taking him off his hands for a year and a half from the Hawks.
Leroy, and that's why I let him cook, because I asked the same question.
I'm taking the
Hawks. Wait, you can't just have the situation fit what you want.
I'm getting a pick.
But you think Trae Young going to come here and play and not... You've seen how this goes.
Oh, girl, I got my pick. I don't care. I don't care.
You don't care?
I want my pick.
Oh, but do you want the player? Because nowadays, players don't play.
Do I want the player? I'm getting
now,
a pick.
Nowadays,
I'm taking the
players
Hawks in.
Don't play without the extension.
Right now, we're Atlanta Hawks to leave. We're just curing the headache. That's all we're doing. That's all we're doing.
And the headache.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see. You know, we'll see. I mean,
no, minus Tobin,
he'll throw a couple lobby lobs.
Wait. You make a lot of decisions on we'll see.
Yeah.
The people that making these decisions got to have some idea of what they think is going to happen, not we'll see.
Right now, he gets...
No,
Let me explain it to you. Plenty of time, you want to have somebody take off a big salary and a roster problem for you. You sometimes got to attach a pick to it. Right now... The Atlanta Hawks are in no man's land with Trae Young. They're trying to trade him. His agency is working with other teams. Now, the lead pony is the Wizards. But the thing that I found interesting about it is the Wizards reportedly want a pick attached to Trae Young. They don't just want Trae Young. And I was like, I wouldn't want Trae Young, but I'd take Trae Young with a pick. And then if he wants to opt in this summer, he can opt in. If he doesn't want to opt out, if he doesn't want to opt in, oh well, cap space. And we got a pick.
So I'm going to ask you two guys this. I'm not going to ask this charlatan. Mm-hmm. Okay. At what point did he say, I don't really want him?
He kept saying it over and over again. He repeated that, right, J-Fig?
I don't want him, but that first round pick, though.
But hold on, Leroy.
Because
here's the other deal.
No, Leroy, you got to let her finish.
There's a bigger picture here. This all leads into us getting Giannis, by the way.
Or a whale.
He's really leading towards it.
It ups the war chest. You know, you got to get a lot of picks because this Adam Silver, he stole from us. You know, he's a fence sitter. And he won't make any decisions. So he stole a pick from us. So we're getting our pick back via taking on Trae Young for potentially a year and a half, hopefully only 4 months, but potentially a year and a half.
Now, Leroy, mind you, from the beginning of this show, this guy's been trying to add superstars to the teams that he loved down here.
Yep.
Right?
New year, new me.
You're going around the world to get next door, brother.
Basically. Basically, but he's willing to give up all the pieces that makes this team attractive or would make the team attractive. He's willing to give up all those pieces just to get that superstar and figure it out.
Tell him where Wiggins ends up, by the way.
Oh.
Potentially.
To
the Lakers.
Yeah, because if you got to fit Trey Young in the starting lineup and you still could play Kalel, you're not going to get rid of Davion, Tobin. I would imagine.
Leroy. Leroy, let me ask you this. Leroy Horde, are you going to be a fan of a backcourt of Davion Mitchell and Trey Young?
You can stack them on top of each other to make one player.
Yeah, but you know what you're going to be a fan of? When I have all these picks and I get Giannis or Ant-Man.
You're not going to be a fan of giving up 185 points a night.
You guys got to open your mind a little bit. So you got to open your mind.
So you're okay with losing right now for the bigger picks?
They're not going to lose. We're losing right now, we're literally losing a player who never plays in Simone Fontecchio. We're not losing anything.
But you're getting a player who plays no defense.
We already have a player who plays no defense. He literally doesn't play, and when he doesn't play defense.
But he doesn't play, so that means you have somebody else who's playing defense.
And Trey Young doesn't play either.
And if
fine.
Yeah,
do you know what I have?
Do you know what I have? Can I ask you a question? Why do you have such a big problem with the guys injured on your team that never play, but you'll go out and trade for another player whose team has the same problem with that
because
player?
Because I'm getting a first-round pick. Why do you guys keep ignoring that in this argument? I'm not trading just for Trey Young. I'm ending the Tyler Hero saga, which is a saga because he wants a boatload of money and he never plays. And it's going to be a thing while he's on the roster now and forever. I'm now taking on a new guy who you don't have that baggage with. You don't really have any attachment to. Okay, if he works, he works. If he doesn't, oh, well, got a pick. See you later, dude, if he's not happy here.
And when is that pick?
Here's actually what you should do. This is strategically so you get him to opt out in the summer. Is what you do is you make him the sixth man. No baggage. Be like, hey, sixth man Trey.
And what year would that first round pick be?
I looked at their picks available. I'm thinking 2030 is the sweet spot.
So you want to get a...
What year is it?
2030.
2026.
And we're in 2026.
Because I'm not... you're not going to get the Pelicans pick that they have. That's their golden jewel that they're going to get. And so I looked at their picks. I'm like, yeah, 2030 sounds right.
So what superstar, what team with a superstar that's willing to trade their superstars wants a pick in the next 4 years in the first round?
All of them. All of them. Because they probably want, you want to forecast. You don't want that pick close if you trade for the star because your team's going to be good. You're going to want punt picks all the way down. So potentially it doesn't work out with that star, a la the Nets, a la the Suns, a la the Hawks when they had the DeJounte Murray in that trade. So you want those picks to be down the line. You don't want them close to when they have the star. I figured this all out. You guys look at me like I'm crazy, and I actually have found one of the great solutions.
You are crazy.
I have not. Give me
You trading Tyler Hero.
Who doesn't play.
For a shorter Tyler Hero.
Yeah. Who doesn't. One who doesn't play, who also wants a boatload of money. The other one, who you have no attachment to, you're getting a first-round pick.
He doesn't play either.
That's okay. I don't want him to play. It's literally getting nobody for nobody in a first-round pick.
So what's the difference in not paying Tyler Hero or bringing in somebody else with a...
Because there's always going to be a thing with Tyler Hero of like, this is home. This is where I got drafted. I want to be here long term. Am I going to fit with Norman Powell? Am I the guy? Am I not the guy? Ah, well, how long are we going to do this dance? We're going to have the same debate?
When people were saying earlier in the year that the team was better than without Tyler.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people thought that they were idiots.
I don't necessarily know that they are or are not better with Tyler. They have been pretty mediocre since he first came back. They haven't been like a great team. So, and that's another thing that is where the team has to be from the trade deadline standpoint is this team really a contender?
No.
Legitimately?
I mean, you've been saying Heat in five all year.
Don't say that I've said. No, I haven't.
He might not have said it so far. It's only 6 days into the year.
No, I haven't. I've been wrong about one thing, and that was that Jovic was the keys. And now I'm back on that train because he has an arm sleeve. So we're back.
Oh, my God. I heard that explanation yesterday. Woo.
We are back, dude. We are so back. Dude. We are so back. It's Jovic's team.
Wait, what?
It's Jovic's team.
You got guy averaging, what, 25 a night?
Yeah, and he's another one. Like, if we're going to pay Tyler Hero... If we're not going to pay Tyler Hero, we got to pay Norman Powell. We got all these people who want to get money.
Norman Powell plays and contributes.
So wouldn't you want some freedom to give him some munion?
Let me just say this. And where's Wiggins going? That was the first.
That's only if we get a first round
Lakers.
Pick. That's only if we get a first round pick. That's only if we get a first round pick from the desperate Lakers.
Can I just tell you?
You got an asset collect, baby.
They're gonna you know, they're gonna give you
Wiggins
Dalton
might
connect.
Be one of your most consistent players, and you're just ready to dismiss him.
I'm not dismissing him. I'm getting a first round pick.
Now let's preface this. With
why
saying,
do you, why are you acting like I'm getting a bag of donuts?
Because you ain't gonna get a first round pick that's equal to.
Hold on, let's preface
and
this.
And you're talking about just getting a first-round pick to put it together to trade for somebody else.
That's what you got to get, baby. You got to get assets.
Okay, but what are you going to do in the meantime? Like,
remember, this is you're trading Leroy's favorite player, so he's going to be upset with that.
That's okay. He can be upset. He's always upset with me.
Yeah, he doesn't want Wiggy to go. He loves Wiggins' game. So
I do.
Forget the Wiggins thing for right now. The Wiggins thing is aside. You so asked me what we're going to do with Wiggins. That was your guys' fault. You took me towards another exit.
But back to Trae Young and trading for Trae Young and possibly a first-round pick.
What I want on the back of his jersey, I want it to say 2030 first-round pick Young. So, like, I want the asset on the back of the jersey with Trae Young.
You don't
so people don't get lost by the garden gnome.
Exactly, dude. So like anytime you see him turn style like this, the crowd sees, oh, we got the pick.
This guy so is unbelievable.
In other words, you packaging Trae Young like the ugly girl that shows cleavage.
Yeah, and when are you going to trade Trae Young? During the summer of 26?
Oh.
See, this is my
don't tell me you
Tobin.
Don't know.
This is my biggest problem with Tobin. He thinks about things for the next 5 minutes. He doesn't like think, okay, what does this mean for next year and how are we going to do this and how are we going to do that?
I think it goes one of two ways. Here's how it would go. He either opts out, cap space, bing, or he doesn't.
They never do what you want him to do.
Or if he opts in, could trade, boom, expiring contract.
So when do you plan on getting that big whale then?
Don't know. But you know what you need to have in the fold whenever that time comes, Vlad?
Assets?
Assets, my friend. And there's two kind of asses we need down here. Astron and assets.
I mean, if you have Astron, you're going to get... there's a good chance you might get the player. But, you know, I get that. But you still have to have a plan, Tobin.
No,
Tobin.
Look.
Tobin, all of your ideas I could live with. If they didn't last for the next 10 minutes, like every time we pose a question to you about the future, you never have a definitive answer about anything. And that's the part that drives me crazy.
I don't know why, though. I have given you the answers
to everything. Haven't.
I've literally answered every question you've had. Anything that you've come in.
Oh, wait, so you're telling me. Let me get this straight. You're telling me if Trae didn't work out here and he opted in, that somebody else is going to take him?
With four first-round picks to trade for a whale, of course.
No. So you're saying you would package him with the four first-rounders, they'd have an expiring contract, and four first-round picks.
Like a priority Amazon Prime package, dude.
And who's going to be playing around that superstar?
Who's going to be playing around that superstar? Norman Powell, Bam Adebayo, Khalil Ware, you know? Because now the attractive piece is the
so you're not going to have to give up. You're only going to give up what
the first round.
The more picks you have, the less players you have to give up. That's the beauty of it.
How does? Oh, okay.
I think I'm talking in.
So how many draft picks? So say that you were going after Giannis, right?
Yeah.
How many draft picks do you think you got to give?
Probably four at least.
And how many draft picks do the Miami Heat hold
currently?
Right now?
They have two, because Adam Silver stole it from us. And so I'm trying to rectify that.
I'm going to tell you
what. I'm trying to fix it.
We passed that. Love other people.
That's why I'm trying to fix it.
We are trying as a family to get through the conversation of what the team's going to be and what superstar you think you're going to get. Because the biggest star that we've got to sign here in the last 4 years – has been Norman Powell. Would we agree with that since Jimmy?
He didn't sign here, but yeah, I get what you mean.
Or trade. So however we acquired him, that he's been the biggest contributor since Jimmy.
Agreed.
So for all those years, you have been doing the same thing. let's just package this, this, and this and go get a star. Mm-hmm. Let's do this. Let's go get. And they haven't been able to get it, which means to me that maybe all those guys that you're saying really want to play in Miami is not.
Yeah, but they also haven't been in the game. Like, they haven't had the picks.
Okay.
Now I'm trying to remedy the situation that they messed up for trading for Terry Rozier in the first place. So I'm trying to fix it.
That we're past that. Okay, we're past that. We're the Terry Rozier pick may be gone. Let's just you have what you have.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my question is, a team that say Giannis, you're going to give up 4 first round picks and you're going to send them an unhappy Trae Young.
He'd be happy if, I don't know. Who's to say he's right. unhappy? Maybe he's a very pleasant man. He seems like he has fun on Instagram.
No. Listen, what I've learned about basketball is
mm-hmm.
any basketball player, I don't care how sweet and innocent and kind and you know, how good they are for the society and all that, right? When it gets to that point in time when it's time for that extension, they become grizzly bears.
Yeah, well, that's, here's the thing, though. You're the size of a chihuahua. You're not going to be a grizzly bear. I'm sorry.
Why do you want a chihuahua?
Because I want a first-round pick! Got to take a break. We're back after this.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus, the next generation of advanced trading from Fidelity. Customize your tools and charts and access them seamlessly across desktop, web, and mobile. For faster trades anywhere you go, try the all-new Fidelity Trader Plus. Learn more about our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/traderplus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
You know Graybar for electrical parts, but there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better, because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.